KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It's exactly 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. It could not be a more gorgeous Laguna Beach morning or a better example of why we love living here. As we do each and every Friday morning, we welcome in for Chamber Chat the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, in with us this morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Good.
A bit exhausted from last week.
Well,
but it's all good.
It didn't just end for you at the taste. The week didn't just, you continued on through. So you've been busy all week through there, right?
Yes, yes. And we had a fabulous ribbon cutting at Winecraft last night.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. So what do you think? It's going to be a nice place, isn't it? It's going to be a really cool spot.
Very special space. Definitely right. A labor of love. It's gorgeous. We're already considering having our ambassador meetings there for the chamber.
Oh, see, that happened. Yeah. That was quick. Yeah. That was good. You know, you walk into a place, you fall in love right away, and there you go. Okay, well, congratulations on a good ribbon cutting. When's your next ribbon cutting coming up, do you know?
Oh my goodness, it's tomorrow. And our guest here today is involved in that.
Yeah, our guest is from the Friends of the Laguna Beach Dog Park. And there is absolutely nothing more important in the world than our dogs. Mr. Mark Buchan. Welcome, Mark. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. Thank you, Ed.
It's so great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And any time that you're involved, for me, any time you're involved with dogs in any way, it is an effort of nobility. So thank you for that, first of all.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be involved with such a fantastic space and help to be part of a team that looks after it, keeps it safe.
Excellent. What are we expecting? What are we expecting tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be fun. We're going to be having a booth outside the dog park for 3 hours, giving people information about the park, about Friends of Laguna Beach Dog Park, signing up new members.
Okay.
We have a very reasonable membership donation of $25.
Okay.
That's entirely voluntary. And we have our friends from Jedediah Coffee serving hot and cold brew.
Delicious. I love them so much.
Right?
Oh, I love them so much. My God, yeah.
So they're going to be there, a few goodie bags for the first people. And then at 10 a.m., thanks to Erin here, we are going to be having a little presentation ceremony.
Right.
One part of it is for the city, for 30 years of the dog park, decades already.
30 years already.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Wow.
And, 30th anniversary.
Right, and the other one is 17 years of service for Friends of Laguna Beach Dog Park.
Okay, tell us specifically the types of things that Friends of the Laguna Beach Dog Park does.
Yeah. Well, our mission, basically, is a board that gets elected every 2 years.
Right.
Of volunteers, and our mission is to protect, as we say, the paw print of the park,
right.
Which is a fantastic natural area, and help to improve it.
Okay.
So we work very closely with the city. We recently, with this board especially, we kind of changed our bylaws and added a couple of directors. So we have a specific city liaison director,
okay.
Mark Strain, who works very closely with the Parks and Rec Department,
right.
And has really helped us to build bridges with the city around maintenance and improvement and, you know, what the park's going to look like
right.
in the future right. as things happen.
Right. It's almost like having a bat phone, isn't
exactly.
it? It's like...
He's right there.
Right.
He pops in every week and chats, and we have right. a great relationship now with the maintenance team as well. And then we also have a fantastic membership and community director, Wendy Pierce, who's lived in town forever, raised her kids here. And she has really worked hard to show some extra love to our members
right.
and to build community and events like our Yappy Hours. We have several Yappy Hours.
I love Yappy Hours.
Right. 70 dogs and people and
right.
good music and cold beer. What's
right.
what's better than
I
that?
I was introduced to Yappy Hours from Deb Carmen, the artist that lives in North Laguna.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd meet her every day walking our dogs on the beach, and she's like, you need to check out Yappy Hours.
Right.
Okay.
Get to socialize with your pet.
There's nothing better.
Right. Which I'm used to from the UK, because they're allowed in every pub. So every pub you go into, there's dogs everywhere. People talking about soccer.
Yeah. I noticed an accent. I was going to ask you if you were from Texas.
Yeah. previously from New York and Detroit, if you can detect those two accents in the mix. But been here for 24 years now.
Right.
And this is our second set of dogs. As we were chatting about earlier, we did some senior fostering, and then we foster fell right. on a couple of adorable puppies who right. are now 4.5 years old. And they're the reason why I got so heavily involved in the park because it's a godsend, right? Especially for large dogs. It's unique in Orange County. It was actually one of the first dog parks in Orange County.
I had no idea.
And it was, I guess the way it came about, it was originally Verizon Land.
Right.
And a rescue organization at the time and some Laguna Beach residents got together with the city to make this open space into a dog park. It was actually purchased by Caltrans as environmental mitigation for the road widening in the canyon, with the provision that it's preserved as open space in its natural state, you know, forevermore.
Right.
So so we've got this incredible natural gem, you know, in the canyon. We also work with some of the canyon foundations, you know, like CANDU and Laguna Beach Foundation and Laguna Greenbelt, and keep ties with them because we're part of the natural environment of the canyon. And people have a beautiful place to go and play and socialize and train their dogs. And I think one of the lovely things about it is it's one of the few spaces where big dogs can really be off leash and run and play and, you know, not get into trouble or grumpy little
grumpy people on the beach going, hey, why is your big dog off leash?
Right. You know what? You've got the space for people to move around and go down the other end of the park. And the only other place that we can really do that around here is Huntington Dog Beach. So
As I look at the park and as I stand there with my dogs, I think to myself, oh, we could really push these fences back a little bit. Is there ever a possibility that we could expand the boundaries of the park a little bit?
You know, we sort of did that when the organization was formed with the fence along the top of the hill. Because the dogs adore playing on the hills. We're very careful to tell newcomers in the summer that, you know, beware of rattlesnakes and things like that. Right. It's a natural environment. But it's pretty much at its original, now at its original 2.4 acre footprint. There's always considerations. We have the creek running right outside, and we're sort of right up against the creek, which is unusual. We can only be that close to the creek because of the natural habitat of the park. So I think we're pretty much at a good place. We do talk occasionally about expanding the small dog park a little bit to make it more enticing for some of the smaller dogs. But I think we're in a good spot. When you compare it to every other park in Orange County, it's certainly one of the safest. It's one of the most beautiful parks out there.
I can't disagree with that at all. It really is. And I had no idea we were one of the first. That astonishes me right now to think that we were among the first. So when you moved here 24 years ago, has dog life changed in these 24 years? What you've seen from dog owners and the participation in, for instance, our dog park?
Yeah, I think so. Well, especially in the last couple of years, right? Because there's been a lot of pandemic puppies. So I think generally Laguna Beach has always been a dog-loving town. You know, there's treat bowls, there's water bowls. There's people who wish they could have the dogs inside the coffee shops but have to put up the signs saying, you know, please tie them up outside. But I think what we've seen is people who are more engaged in being responsible with their dogs and training their dogs and socializing their dogs. That's become a much bigger, I think, important piece of dog life over the years. And you know, again, with all these pandemic puppies, it's great for the experienced dog owners in the park to be able to go up to people in a friendly way and say, hey, you know, I've noticed you brought a new puppy in. You know, have you thought about this? Or we're very respectful in this park. You know, if your dog's causing a problem, please come and get it. Don't just assume that dogs will be dogs. So there's a lot of responsibility that I think has changed over the years.
You've just put your finger on something that I was going to, be really my next question to you, in that when people visit the dog park for the first time, perhaps with a new dog, how can they be a better neighbor to the other dogs and other dog owners?
That's a great question. I think it is just about common sense and respect. You know, if you know your dog is nervous or if you know your dog is reactive, you know, it's a good idea to do gentle introductions. A lot of dogs are super friendly and they'll run over and might, you know, might scare new dogs. So it's good for owners to be aware about that. And generally, I think one of the most important things is listening to people that are there. You know, every day. Some of us are there twice a day. You know, we're up and down the canyon. But you know, when people walk in to a large dog park with a 2-pound toy Yorkshire Terrier and stay 200 yards away from it and wonder why it's been, like, you know, dominated in the middle of the park and start screaming at people, that's just not good dog ownership.
Right.
Be aware of what you have and where you are. And I think that generally is one of the best things about the park. You know, we've been to parks all over Orange County, all over the country when we travel with our dogs.
Right.
And the park is an incredibly safe place because people, you know, if there's ever a little, you know, a little rumble, people get their dogs, they generally go up to the other dog, they check that they're okay, they talk to owners to say, are you okay, are we okay?
Right.
And we sort things out like, you know, sensible adult human beings.
Right.
Okay. And that's not the case in every park, and it's certainly not the case in smaller parks where there's too many people and too many dogs crammed into an unsuitable area.
Right. Are there busy times? Is there a rush hour at the park that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I think we have a fantastic tension, if you will, with parking for the park, because right. we're right there next to the awesome Laguna Beach Food Pantry, which again in the last couple of years has become an incredibly busy place.
Right.
We're in the canyon, right? Great place for mountain bikers. And there's times of day when you'll see cars two or three deep waiting for a space, especially between 7 and 9 a.m. Mm. And then just recently, you know, over the summer, sometimes you have a lull in visitors because so many people travel.
Right.
But this summer has been incredibly busy, and it's actually sustained. So the 2 hours before dusk right now,
right.
parking is just crazy. We have 60, 70 dogs in the park in the evenings. We probably have the same amount in the mornings.
Right.
Maybe another 100 on and off through the day. Weekend parking can be busy. So that's something we're always trying to stay on top of with the city.
Right.
And I think that will be probably a big push over the next couple of years is for us to try and work with the city and figure out how we can improve the parking situation.
Do you have ideas right now that you'd like to present?
We have a few. I wouldn't want to present them without chatting to our friends in the canyon right. associations because, right. you know, whenever you try and add parking, there's a natural consideration that you have to be aware of. And we live in this beautiful place that we need to protect. So we wouldn't want to do anything without the right consultation with the people that know more about the natural environment than we do.
Right.
There's always a parking situation in Laguna
Beach.
Sure.
Yeah.
And part of the chamber's job in getting ready for the event tomorrow is that we did call the Canyon Club, and they have approved additional parking at the Canyon Club specifically for the event tomorrow from 9 a.m. until noon.
See, now that's what happens when people get together to figure stuff out, which is exactly what you'll be doing here.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that, Aaron, by the way.
Absolutely. I mean, the chamber has been fantastic throughout this process and really helped to make this a special event for us. You know, we're all volunteers.
Right.
With some of us with jobs and things to do and families. Right. So having that support has been fantastic. So it'd be great to get together and celebrate tomorrow.
All right. Before I let you go, give me a cool dog story of your current dog. Something that just makes your heart melt when you see them, or what they do that makes you love them much.
They are super bonded. They were the two runts of a very large litter that was on a kill list in Texas and got rescued at the last minute. And one of them is definitely the alpha.
Right.
She's also the most nervous and sensitive one when we're out and about in the world, but she's the alpha. And she can make her sister drop a bone or a toy several rooms away with a look. They are so linked.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's amazing to watch because you can just see her raise her head and you hear the bone drop in another room, literally that second. And the other thing they do is they dream together. So at exactly the same time, no matter which one's been asleep first, they will dream together and for the same amount of time. And it's just the most adorable thing to watch.
I've never been happier to have asked a question than just now. That was fantastic. What are the hours of the dog park?
The hours are sort of dawn till dusk.
Okay.
So obviously that's a challenge in winter when people are working and we have less daylight hours. So
right.
you're quite often, it doesn't actually lock at dusk. Very often, but you'll quite often find people in there during the winter with Petzl headlamps on,
right.
lit dog collars.
Right, and it's only 5:30.
Right, until 6 or 7 at night.
Right.
They want to exercise their dogs. So there's actually this weird kind of underground mine stroke disco vibe.
That's very cool.
And the mornings are great. You get that nice, cool kind of canyon frost and moisture on the ground,
right.
a bit of fog in the air, and it's just beautiful.
That's perfect. So tomorrow, once again, we start at 9 a.m., is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll look forward to seeing everybody there. Mark, I look forward to having you back at some point.
I'd love to at any time.
Let's get our dogs together at the park and let's talk.
Let's do it. Thank you, sir.
Aaron, you've got the cruise coming up here soon, right? Am I crazy?
That is. That's next Thursday. Okay. And it is going to be fabulous.
Okay.
I'm just looking forward to my welcome glass of champagne and mixing and getting to know all these wonderful people from all the two other chambers.
Right.
And so we would love to have more of our Laguna Beach members join us on the cruise. It's going to be so much fun. And we do have a couple tables left if you want to be a vendor and show off your merchandise or your new line of whatever you do.
Right.
And that you are able to sell on this cruise. So that is one of the different things about this event.
That's
and
a
we're
big
really
plus.
Happy to be able
that's
to.
That's a big plus right there.
To offer that.
Yeah.
So that is next Thursday, the 27th. The cruise is from 5:30 to 8:30 in the evening. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of you there. The other thing I do want to announce is that the Laguna Beach Chamber Board of Directors is now accepting nominations for our new boards for 2023.
Okay.
So we just sent out an email this week. Applications will be accepted until November 1st.
Okay.
I do want to apologize. One of the PDFs says November 4th on it.
Okay.
But it is November 1st that we need the applications in.
All right.
So we look forward to seeing who's interested in joining our board. Right. I'm excited.
And I'm excited and interested to find out who actually sends one in on the 4th and then complain, you said the 4th.
So, I'm excited about that. And then we have our new member meet and greet next Tuesday, October 25th at 5:30 at Oak.
I love Oak.
Yes, that's going to be fun. And then, of course, our Government Affairs Committee meeting is on November 3rd, and that is going to have Alex Ranagi.
Okay.
So we're excited to get to know him a little bit better.
I want to circle back to Oak for a second. Have you tried their bread pudding?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. So Chef Nick is, he's got this bread pudding that they have they put a scoop of popcorn ice cream. It's like it's vanilla looking, but it's popcorn flavored. It's just magnificent. Forget that. It's the bread pudding. The bread pudding is where it's at. So next time you're there.
So Tuesday, I know what I'm going to order.
Mark, bread pudding big for you?
You know, I love a good bread pudding. I'm English. Any bread
of
product.
Course.
Any pastry, pie.
That's why I asked.
Bring it on.
All right. Thank you both very much for being here this morning. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Friends of the Laguna Beach Dog Park and the ribbon cutting ceremony starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah. All right.
8:18 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.